Welcome to Sports Live with the PBK. PBK stands for Baringba to Gorgeous, in case you're wondering. I'm the sports editor of the Sunday Times, and I've been with this newspaper since puberty, if you like. Now I've got a bit of gray hair and stuff. I've done work also for the Sunday World newspaper. I was a founding member there. And in 1999 and back in 2007, I came back home, if you like, to Sunday Times, and I've been with the organization since then. And what we do hope to achieve with this podcast is to make it a platform where you and I can sit and have a conversation, brutally frank, honest conversations about sports, and we discuss sports played with balls of all shapes and sizes. And I do hope that as we begin this journey, we are going to definitely have some fun. Along the way, we're going to bring in some guests wherever they may be in the world. And we're also going to tap into the expertise of my colleagues in the Sunday Times sport department, and also in the Arena Holdings Digital through Times Live. In today's episode, we are going to have a conversation with the chief executive officer of Bundesliga International. That is Robert Klein. He's all the way in Germany. He's going to be telling us about what it is that their organization has done, especially in assisting the Premier Soccer League, with whom they are trying to create a cooperation agreement. They've had initial conversations about it, but with all the advent of coronavirus, everything stopped, and they maybe have shared ideas with the PSL in terms of how to go back to return of play. Rob is going to take us through that and tell us about their plans to expand into the African territory. Also in store is what is going to happen with football coming back, baby, in the PSL. Orlando Stadium is going to be the place to be. There's going to be a doubleheader taking place there, and that's going to be in the form of the Nedbank Cup Cup semifinals, and that's something that we're going to sink our teeth in. I've got the coaches of the four teams taking place, Baroga FC, Bloemfontein Celtic, Mamelodi Sundowns, as well as Bidvest Wits. Do we still call them Bidvest Wits or Bidvest Takuma Wits, whatever? You will find out when we talk to the coaches about what their ideas are looking to tomorrow's doubleheader.
Hi, this is Steve Compella from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
Okay, let's kick it off and get the ball rolling with the news segment, and we're going to take a screeching start on the Formula One news. The Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has called on the British government to make it a point that children are taught about diversity at school level. If you are looking for someone who has played a role in adding his voice to the Black Lives Matter movement, they don't come more prominent than Hamilton himself. And on the track, F1 returns to Silverstone this weekend again this weekend, and Hamilton will hope to repeat the exploits which he showed last Sunday in a much more calmer manner than the crazy way of last week with soft tires and all. In another development at Mercedes, Hamilton's Finnish teammate Valtteri Bottas has extended his contract until the end of next year. Moving on to rugby news now, Bulls director of coaching Jake White, the former Springbok World Cup winning coach, has finally explained the reasons behind the shock decision to allow former captain and crowd favorite Berger Odendaal to leave the Pretoria side last month. The 27-year-old Odendaal joined the Lions after his shock exit from the Bulls, and White said he allowed the unexpected move to happen when he realized he was not going to be able to guarantee him some game time. White also said that he told the experienced center he could not guarantee his place in the team, and the Bulls will be playing a brand of rugby that was different to the one the side played under his captaincy. Let's shift our focus to football now, and fresh from helping Arsenal win the FA Cup, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is on the cusp of penning a new deal with the club. The Ghana's captain from Gabon is close to signing a new lucrative 3-year new deal, and the latest development, of course, is a huge boost for manager Mikel Arteta, because Arteta is on a mission to rebuild Arsenal and try and restore them to their former glory, and the man from Gabon is center to that task. Aubameyang assisted Arteta to win his first piece of silverware since taking charge of the Gunners in December. This was when the striker found the back of the net for the North Londoners twice as they beat Chelsea 2-1 in the FA Cup final. Aubameyang has also scored 70 times in 109 games for the North Londoners and further proving his significance at the club with 54 goals, helping to win 43 points for the red and white. He finished the 2019-20 campaign as the second top scorer on the top scorers chart with 22 goals, just one behind Jamie Vardy of Leicester City, who managed 23. And you know very well that this lucrative deal that is about to sign does come at the back of the club announcing that they are letting go of 55 staff members due to the impact of the coronavirus. Staying with the news in the English Premier League, EPL clubs have voted against keeping 5 substitutions per match next season. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the rules were changed, and that was to allow clubs to make 5 substitutions and name 9 substitutes on the bench. Well, some clubs wanted the new regulation to continue next season, but the move was voted down by the Premier League during its annual general meeting, which was held on Thursday. But the meeting agreed to revert back to allowing only 3 changes per game with 7 substitutes on the bench. World football governing body FIFA wants to see a change in the way that VAR is applied. The world football governing body wants to take complete control of VAR, and they are pushing for it to be applied in a similar uniform fashion in all the leagues around the world. This is, of course, because FIFA now has worldwide control of all competitions of VAR. It's time for me to find some juice or coffee to sip on, and we'll take a short break. When we do come back, we are going to cross over all the way to Germany, where we're going to have our conversation with our guest, the very first one for the Sport Live with BBK, and that's going to be Rob Klein, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Bundesliga International.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonki into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod. Chisa!
We're now crossing over all the way to Germany, and we are going to find Rob Klein. Rob Klein is a very good friend of Sports Live with BBK, and he is going to talk to us about what they are doing, they being Bundesliga International, for which Rob is the Chief Executive Officer, and it is a company that is responsible for expanding the brand of the Bundesliga League. Rob Klein, welcome to Sport Live with BBK, bro.
Morning, BBK, and to all your listeners. It's a pleasure, as always, to be with you guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. Fantastic for having you also as our very first guest. And it means that Sport Live with BBK is indeed going international. Thank you for according us time to speak to you. Rob, in our initial interactions when I met you when you were in South Africa, you spoke about the fact that Bundesliga International aspires to create a cooperation agreement with our very own Premier Soccer League. Would you mind just sharing what exactly it is that you are hoping to achieve?
Yes. So I, as you know, came down last November and met with the PSL and the clubs and put forward a presentation of basically working together with the leagues in a knowledge exchange. And we were focusing on coaching. We were focusing on fan engagement. And we had a really good discussion with the clubs, and we continued discussing afterwards. And fortunately, because of the COVID-19 situation, things have slowed down. But we continue to discuss actively with the PSL, and I'm very hopeful that we can get something done once this thing has gone and been rid of, so that we can get back to football and business matters.
Yeah, you're talking about this thing. I think Jürgen Klopp calls it this rubbish disease, bullshit disease, if you want. But if you go back to it in terms of how you've been engaging, Rob, with the PSL, you want to find out, or maybe let me know, how you've maybe helped them in terms of trying to prepare for going back to play. I mean, Bundesliga was the first league in the world to go back after the football was stopped abruptly by a coronavirus around about March. How have you been engaging with the PSL behind the scenes in terms of trying to show them what can and cannot be done as they prepare to go back to football?
Yes, I will come back to that just in a few seconds. But yeah, on this thing, as I've called it, this terrible thing, I just wanted to also say hi to and send a message to our friends in South Africa. We know it's a really tough time right now with you guys. In Europe, we continue to be on our guard, and it is still very much present, but I think we're 1 or 2 months ahead. But we really are hoping that it gets over very quickly, and that South Africa can start to breathe again. So we are with you, and we're thinking of you. Just wanted to say that.
We appreciate that, bro.
In relation to the work and conversations with the PSL, yes. So the Bundesliga stopped on the 9th of March of this year. And like everyone, we thought, well, maybe this will just be a few weeks. When we realized how the impact on society was, and we saw that it was going to run for a couple of months at least, the DFL immediately set up a task force, which was a medical task force first, and then a logistics task force, to do two things. One is to create a medical concept that could work to bring football back into the stadium. From the very beginning, it was clear that that would be without fans. So it was a concept right from the beginning without fans. And the second was then on match day operations, literally, of how do you get up to 300 people. That was the maximum limit put in there, which includes the teams, the players, the people who need to be there to operate the match in and out in a secure manner. And what was crucial for the DFL was to ensure that we did not take any of the testing capacity away from society. So the concept was always crucial that we would only do this if we could not. And in fact, what happened was the opposite. We managed to create also some funds and create extra testing for people in society. So it was a big challenge. Now when it's described, it sounds like, okay, so it was done. But it was a massively complex project which involved conversations within teams, within the league, with the local governments who were responsible for their own medical protocol. I'm not sure how it is in South Africa, but in Germany we have 16 basically states, and those individual states are responsible and decide the medical protocol. So we had to ensure that they all were on board. And it went through many meetings, many discussions, and ultimately, we got the green light to restart. It was on the 7th of May, I believe, to start again on the 16th of May, which was only about 2 months, pretty much 2 months after we'd stopped. And I just wanted to give the background there because there was a lot going on. And once we had this restart on the 16th of May, we just went match day to match day. We were very grateful that there was no big incident, so we were able to actually finish all of the match days. And quite soon, we saw that leagues around the world, football and non-football, were getting in touch just to understand what we'd done. And we have, as we said, a very tight relationship with the PSL. And our international affairs was basically discussing with them on two main topics. The first one that they were interested in to learn what we'd done was indeed the return to play concept. So we shared with them the medical concept and the logistics of match day operations as we saw them. And the second point was more on a commercial level, which was also very interesting, which is how do you deliver match day and non-match day services for your partners, i.e. your broadcast partners or even your sponsors, and what plans have we made around that to try and deliver as good a product as possible to our commercial partners. And we also exchanged on that with our friends at the PSL.
Yeah, football is coming back to action in South Africa starting tomorrow with a doubleheader of the Nedbank Cup competition, which is basically our national cup, your FA Cup in England, if you want, or your DBF Cup in Bundesliga. And now, Rob, when you look at what you guys are trying to do with Bundesliga International, you are trying to expand, you're trying to get to new terrain. I know that last year you also went to China, but particularly with South Africa, what is it that interests you about the markets in South Africa, and why do you want to expand here? I remember last year you also brought in Loda Mateus to come through as one of your legends to try and promote your brand here. What is the thinking behind that?
Well, we think two things. One is South Africa is a football crazy nation with very well-informed fans who really love both their local league, but they also look at the European leagues. And we believe that we can work with the PSL and also with clubs down there, bring the Bundesliga closer. As you said, we do Bundesliga experiences where we bring our legends. We also came down with JJ Okocha and have done also some CSR work where we were working on different projects in South Africa. And the whole idea is to, from our perspective, yes, bring the Bundesliga closer to South African fans so they can touch and feel them and exchange, but also get the league and the clubs working together, because what would be great is to have more South African players who have definitely got the skill set and the technical ability and presence to come and play in the Bundesliga. And we would love to see long-term more South Africans in the Bundesliga. And the best way to do that is to exchange between the clubs and the leagues and even on the coaching level to have a constant conversation and exchange, which can help South African football, but which could also drive, as we said, players into our league and bring a real emotional connection to the Bundesliga for South African supporters.
Yeah, indeed. Once upon a time, Rob, as South Africa, we had few players are playing in Germany. Sibusiso Zuma comes to mind. Your Steven Pienaar comes to mind. I think at some stage, Aaron Mokoena was also there. Siyabonga Nkosi, as well as Rowan Fernandez. Rob, as we try and wrap it up now, you did mention also JJ Okocha, the Nigerian superstar, a man who my uncle always said that he was so good, his parents had to name him twice, JJ Okocha. In wrapping up, in terms of going forward, with your plans and meeting up with the PSL, when do you hope to conclude the cooperation agreement, and how excited are you by the prospect?
Well, totally excited. I mean, I have a very, as you know, close bond with South Africa, having even had the privilege to live in your country for 3 years. And maybe I'll come back one day.
Please do, man. I've got a room waiting for you at my house.
Well, you better be careful, because I may take you up on this. Yeah, so we're going to watch this weekend. We really wish you the best of luck in the restart. The first thing is to start, and that everyone stays healthy and that this can progress and that you can see it works. Once the PSL has had the chance to do that and to breathe, and at the right time, I would say as soon as possible, when those conditions have been met, we will re-engage, because we really were quite close, and it would be a pleasure to do something more formal with the PSL if the clubs and the league are ready. And the first indications were positive, but we have to make sure that it's right for both parties. But I am very excited at the prospect of it. And hopefully at some time soon also, we talked about bringing German teams down to play some games against PSL teams. I mean, that's obviously the thing that would be great, and to have some South African fans and maybe even German fans in the stadium again.
For sure.
But let's take it one step at a time. We are massively excited and we wish you the best. It's tomorrow, right? The first game.
Yeah. Robert Klein, my very good friend and brother, thank you very much for taking the time to have a conversation with us. And hopefully, if you don't come to my house first, then I'm coming to Germany pretty soon, as soon as everything is tied down and we can be able to do some flying again. Take care, my brother, and have a good weekend.
Most definitely, yeah. Take care, brother. It was good to talk, and all the best to all of you.
Thank you very much. There was Robert Klein, the Chief Executive Officer of Bundesliga International. It's now time for us to take a little bit of a break. And still, when we come back, we are going to talk that doubleheader taking place at the Orlando Stadium in the Nedbank Cup semifinals.
Would I buy a Haval?
But you see, like, you can't beat the diesel. But...
I'll take the petrol over the diesel any day.
Tune in to Cargumentative every Monday morning on Times Live Motoring. You can join myself, Thomas Faulkner, and my regular gang of automotive misfits as we discuss motoring news, views, and of course, have a cargument or two. That's Cargumentative, only on Times Live Motoring.
Welcome back to Sports Live with BBK, and now we are going to turn our attention to what looks like a humdinger in prospects in terms of the Nedbank Cup semifinals. There's going to be a doubleheader at the Mecca of South African football, the spiritual home, if you like, that is Orlando Stadium, where first up in the semifinals, you're going to get a fixture between Baroka Football Club taking on Siwelele Samasokolara, Bloemfontein Celtic. That's going to be at 2 o'clock. And then later on, you will see the second game featuring Mamelodi Sundowns, the Yellow Nation, taking on Beat vs. Vets, or is it TTM Vets? I'm not quite sure. But there is the second semifinal. It's going to pit Coach Pitso Mosimane against Gavin Hunt. Those are the two coaches who have got a tie between them in terms of league titles in South Africa. Pitso Mosimane winning 4 with Kabuyelo, and Gavin Hunt winning also 4 with the Clever Boys of Mill Park. Now, coaches had assembled in a press conference, a virtual press conference yesterday, and first up was the coach of Bloemfontein Celtic, and that is caretaker coach John Maduga, the former captain of the club, the Malawian, a man who has been a long servant of the green and white, Siwelele, and he talks about the fact that it is going to be a bit of a challenge for them going back to action for the first time in 4 months.
You know, as much as we have been having so many challenges, whereby, you know, that you don't have any team to play against, you know, after training, you know, it's always tricky, you know. So due to this COVID and the lockdown, that's why, you know, we haven't had any chance to play any friendly games. But we know that all the teams also are in the same boat. They're going through the same challenges. And again, remember that we didn't know exactly also when the league is going to start or when the cup games will resume. So, you know, we had to keep on, you know, preparing. And our preparation so far has been going so well. We've been working very hard at training, and we're looking forward, you know, to this Nedbank Cup. It's one cup that Bloemfontein Celtic never won before. So it would be very important for us, you know, to go all out and make sure that, you know, we win this cup. You know, for us to win this cup, we have to beat this first, have to win first against the game against Baroka. So now our focus more is on Baroka, that, you know, we're looking forward to play against them. We know they're a good team. We haven't seen them, you know, for about almost four months now. It's tricky. We don't know how they're going to approach the game. But at the same time, you know, us as a team, what we have tried is to make sure that, you know, we plan, we go play, you know, according to our game plan.
Celtic's opponent in the first semi-final will be Baroka Football Club. You know that they beat Orlando Pirates in the Telkom knockout final in 2018, and the men from Limpopo will be trying to add a second piece of silverware in a space of 2 years. Their coach, Dillian Kerr, says the semi-final is the kickstart of a seven cup finals for Baroka. I think he's making a reference there to what's going to lie in wait for them in the league. Let's hear it from the man himself.
We're actually sat waiting now for the results from our test that we made yesterday so we can get ready to go to camp. We did try and make a plan to play the game and then return back to Limpopo after the game, but that's been we've been told we can't do that. We've got to stay in this bubble now. Once we're in Joburg, we've got to stay in Joburg. And yes, everybody that's registered to play for Baroka Football Club will be travelling along with the 10 technical team. And it's been a lot of hard work. You know, I've got to thank my chairman and all the club staff that have done their jobs in making sure that we got this far. And yes, it's 3 more days of finals, as you said, 3 more days to the Nedbank Cup semi-final, the kickstart of the final 7 cup finals for Baroka Football Club.
All right, defending APSA Premiership champions Mamelodi Sundowns are also in the semi-final and they will be taking on Bidvest Wits. And coach Pitso Mosimane says that the players have been overloaded by the program because they've had different dates of when they thought the league was going to start and it kept being pushed back. Of course, Sundowns already have got the Telkom Knockout Trophy in their cabinet this season and they are still very much in with a shout to chase the champion. Championship, that is the APSA Premiership, and defend their title 4 points behind Kaizer Chiefs there. And with the Nedbank Cup semi-final also being their wonderful chance to make sure that they move to the final and hopefully complete a trio of trophies this season. Mosimane painted a picture of a squad that is walking wounded as they look ahead to the clash against Wits.
So you've got to understand how you prepare the team is totally different. And you're getting different reactions from the body because the body hasn't done nothing for the last 3.5 months. So that has been a challenge. But be as it may, we are where we are now. And we've had our few injuries. We've got Alimenza injured. The next 2 days will give us will make an assessment if he's available. We have Anele injured, no training. We had Kapinga injured, of course, he's not playing. We have other players been injured. I think we've been updating the injuries of the team. But we've got Gelez was injured, also out. Nascimento's got a niggling injury. Yeah, those are the players that we had who were out of because of injuries, and then we had also players who could not train because they tested positive for COVID-19, and we did not have them. We had to isolate them, and they were not part of training. Yeah, and we had other guys who were just sick, you know, flu because it's the winter. It's winter space. It has nothing to do with COVID. And they came back. Yeah. And then we have Mauricio Stark also in Uruguay, Alfonso. We are not able to get him. We've got Tapelo still out, injured. He's there, but we don't want to risk him. He can play. He's training with us. He's kicking. But, it's very important to have him once and you don't want him to go out and break down and then you regret all the five months that he's been gone through. So, yeah. And we had Dennis with niggling injury also. And,
Well, in response, coach of Wits, Kevin Hunt, seems to be living in a house of chaos. He says that up until yesterday, they had not trained and is talking about the fact that this cup semi-final represents a chance for most of those Bidvest players who have not been snapped up by other teams since the 99-year-old club has been sold to TTM owner Mulawuzi. What they will be looking to do, though, is to try and bow out with a bang and maybe secure a place in the final, which Hopefully they can win for themselves to close a chapter of a great institution of South African football. Here's Hanti in his own words.
Most teams are in the same situation. I mean, we haven't trained this week because of all the testing. Then you've got to wait 48 hours. And so the preparation this week hasn't been very good so far. I mean, today's Thursday. We still haven't trained. So that's been a bit frustrating from that perspective. But, yeah, there's nothing we can do. We're just going to have to, prepare the team as best we can and see how far we can go, you know, in the game itself. But we're looking forward to it, yeah.
It's prediction time. What do I think is going to happen in terms of the fixtures that are taking place in the Nedbank Cup? First up, Bloem Celtic and Baroka. Celtic, their coach, former coach, I should say, Lihle Onolo Siyama left and is gone to take charge of Chipa United, which meant that the assistant coach, John Maduga, has been elevated into caretaker coach. Siwelele Samasogolara have gone through a lot of problems throughout this season. Their chairman, Max Shabalala, didn't have money to pay the salaries of the players, the technical staff. But strangely, this team has been able to push in spite of all those developments, and they've gone as far as the semi-final of the Nedbank Cup. That speaks of a great resolve of these players. And I think that that is something that could inspire them to say, you know what, we've gone through all these difficulties, we've gone through all these challenges. What can we now fail to do when we've overcome so many obstacles? So I think that maybe that spirit which has pushed the Celtic up to this far could just be enough for them to edge Baroka and get themselves a place in the final. So my money is on the green and white. Siwelele Samasokolara, Bottom Sealer and the crowd. And I hope that is going to be able to assist them in making sure that they at least reach a final, which is going to be a sweetener in terms of the horrible, horrible times that they've gone through off the pitch. Kevin Hunt and Peter Mosimane is always an interesting tussle. It's always a wonderful arm wrestling. If you go back to what happened in the season when Piet Verwoerd won their very first PSL title, it was a chase. Tom and Jerry? Yeah, it was the Tom and Jerry chase between the two teams. And now you go back also to the final that they played in the MTN 8 back in 2016 in Bombela. Verwoerd played Sundowns off the pitch. They're beating them 3. Not 1, not 2, but 3. And the Sundowns felt that they were in 6s and 7s there. And Kevin Hunt would love nothing more than to actually repeat that feat, albeit in the semi-final. But I think given the shambolic nature of the state of Piet Verwoerd right now, I think they are there for the taking. Sundowns may very well be well-stocked in terms of ammunition to take Verwoerd out of the competition in the last 4 stages. So, Mamelodi Sundowns to Piet Verwoerd, as well as Bloem Celtic to emerge victorious against Baroka. Tell me what you think. You can carry on the conversation. You can reach out on BBK Unplugged 99 on Twitter, and as well as making sure that we continue talking, we continue sharing ideas, we continue having these conversations as we prepare to let you go. And make sure that we gather again next week, Friday, on BBK Sports Live. If you've enjoyed our show, please subscribe for free content on Ion FM, Spotify, Google Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Well, you can also find us under the Sunday Times Sports section every Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. And those who may be going out to lay their loved ones to rest in this weekend, hope that everything goes well.